Time for a Gaza Corner. And Gaza Corner is always posted ahead of time at tangents.com in the far right-hand column. Tonight, I'll be dealing with a subject, and I'll make it relatively brief, a subject that is all over the news, and it's the world's worst refugee crisis since World War II, and the morally bankrupt refugee policies of the United States and the United Kingdom. I intentionally use the word refugee and not migrant. Migrant is used far more often. It's been adopted as the word by the mainstream media. But this is not a migrant crisis. It's a misuse of the word. This is a refugee crisis. As former British Foreign Secretary David Miliband, in a very, very good interview that was on the PBS NewsHour, I linked to it at the Tangents website on August 25th. He's now president and CEO of the International Rescue Committee. He pointed out that over 90% of the people who've arrived in Greece, and Greece is really at the front line of the refugee crisis, 90% of them have originated from Syria or from Afghanistan. And when wars go on and on and on, people are going to flee, which is really the practical definition of refugee. Someone with a well-founded fear of persecution, well, if you fear for your life, that's about as bad as it gets. A migrant is simply someone who seeks a better life for economic reasons, and using that term does not convey the desperation and misery that is associated with a refugee. And I'm focusing on the morally bankrupt policies of the two countries most responsible for the flood of refugees from Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Libya, and others, the United States and the UK. Much of the origin of the instability and the wars that have produced permanent classes of refugees in the Middle East can be traced to two events imposed by Western powers. The first event violates a basic fact of life. It's a recipe for disaster when a homeland is created that results in the forced displacement of the native or the indigenous population. I'm talking about the creation of the State of Israel, which ethnically cleansed about 750,000 Palestinians, including 300,000 prior to Israel's birth. Professor Ilan Pape refers to it as a master plan for expulsion. Thousands more were massacred by the Haganah, the Irgun, and the IDF. The scars reverberate to this very day. It has created a permanent refugee crisis that will have dire consequences for generations and generations. In Gaza, the largest open-air prison on earth, Gazans are so desperate to escape Israel's noose on their collective necks that many have tried to escape by boat in the Mediterranean, only to die at sea. The second event that caused a permanent fissure in the Middle East was the U.S. and U.K. collaborating on the illegal and ultimately catastrophic overthrow of Saddam Hussein, which ultimately led to the creation of the Islamic State. You can also throw in the United States and EU combining to, along with other EU countries, combining to overthrow Gaddafi in Libya and the U.S. failed war in Afghanistan. Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, and Libya, as far as I'm concerned, are failed states, all of which are consumed by what seems like endless war in Africa. Somalia and South Sudan are also failed states, even though South Sudan is a brand new state. It's a failed state, riddled with war. The world has never known a situation like it has now. 20 million refugees and 40 million internally displaced people from wars that seem to have no end. The United States has taken in, I mean, we're talking 20 million refugees and 40 million internally displaced, right? 20 million refugees in the world. The U.S. has taken in only 800 Syrian refugees since that war started in 2011. 800. Contrast that with Germany expecting 750,000 refugees to arrive in that country in the near term. Germany and Sweden take in the large majority of refugees, and that is not a sustainable equation. Apart from Germany and Sweden, most countries have taken, in the EU, have taken few refugees. Nationalist parties of the right are on the rise. Just look at Hungary, which has a dictator. Hungary is dealing with the refugee crisis by building a 13-foot fence. The U.S. and U.K. bear the most responsibility for the unprecedented flood of refugees trying to escape death in Syria, Afghanistan, and Gaza, yet they are doing next to nothing when compared to countries, as I mentioned, Germany and Sweden, and even compared to financially strapped countries such as Spain and Greece. Greece is on financial life support. The U.S. and U.K. prance around the world with an air of moral superiority, and when it comes to saving refugees, the emperor has no clothes. According to Al Jazeera, so far this year, nearly 340,000 refugees have crossed Europe's border. Seems like a large number. It is. But only 0.045% of Europe's total population of 740 million. That's less than a half of 1% of Europe's total population. Syria has neighbors that are completely ill-equipped to deal with the refugee exodus. I'm talking Lebanon, Turkey, and Jordan. And the U.S., the EU, humanitarian organizations have failed to adequately help these countries cope with the unprecedented crisis. Turkey has almost 2 million refugees from Syria alone. If you really want to be blown away, think of Lebanon. Lebanon, 25% of its population are Syrian refugees. 25% of its population. Prior to the Syrian war, Lebanon, Jordan, and Syria were already home to much of the Palestinian refugees who I referenced earlier, who were driven out of Palestine in the late 1940s. At a minimum, the U.S. and the U.K. should be at the forefront providing humanitarian aid to the countries on the refugee front lines. The U.S. and U.K. bear much of the responsibility for the refugee exodus. They should be doing the most to take in refugees. There's not only a moral imperative, but the U.S. is the wealthiest country on earth, and the U.K. is pretty wealthy too. Yet the U.K. has actually imposed draconian policies. You heard about the attempts to cross the English Channel through the tunnel in Calais. So what has France and the U.K. done? They've teamed up to erect razor wire in Calais. And when the refugees do manage to still get through and get to the U.K., what happens? They go to prison. In conclusion, there needs to be more shared distribution of the European refugee burden across the EU. And the United States needs to step up, do what is necessary to take a leadership role accommodating refugees instead of pursuing foreign policies that create them.